வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of April, 1976, in Auckland, New Zealand.
The police leaders, they are keeping us in darkness. Therefore, Krishna personally comes. Whenever people are kept in darkness, that is called dhanmasya glani. Glani means pollution. When the process of life becomes polluted, the process is that from the lower animal bodies we have come through the evolutionary process to this human form of life. Now there is further improvement required. This is the process. More and more. And that improvement goes up to the point of meeting Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Jadgatyana nivartante tadbhavam paramam. But even after coming to the platform of human being, the leaders, they do not teach them how to go further ahead up to the point of Krishna. They have no knowledge. Therefore they have been called in the Srimad Bhagavatam, These rascals, so-called leaders, gurus and others, they do not know what is the goal of life. Nati vidu. They do not know. Some imaginary theory, I am God, I am this, I am that. Common sense, if I am God, then why I am under the control of the material nature? This another rascal can say, I am God. If you are God, so why you have become dog? They say it is Leela. Yes, see, God has come to manifest His Leela by becoming a dog, and He is bitten whole day, night, He is hungry, and He has come to your home to ask some food and you are beating. So God has displaying this leader. This is how foolish rascal they are. This is going on. So don't be misguided by such rascals. Either he may be parents or guru or superior, teacher, whatever it may be. And don't be misguided. Fortunately, you have come to this platform of Krishna consciousness. Don't misuse it. That is my request. Nartam Das Thakur has sung, Hari Hari Bi Phale Dhanam Vayam. My Lord Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Why? Manushya Janam Apaiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Vishwakhaim. I got this human form of life. It is meant for understanding Krishna and Krishna's pastimes with Radharani, Radha Krishna. So I did not care for that. That means knowingly I have drunk poison. So my only request is that Krishna consciousness movement is the most scientific movement to save the human society from falling down again in the cycle of birth and death. The very scientific movement. The cycle of birth and death is going on. We are eternal. People have been put into so deep darkness, they do not know what is going on, what is the aim of life. They do not. They do not. Whimsically, everyone is manufacturing something, nonsense. Janiya suniya visakai. What Krishna says, we have to accept. Then we are safe. Otherwise, we are lost again. So fortunately, you have got this Krishna consciousness. So utilize your life properly. You have got immense literature. Read it, digest it, make your life perfect. That is my idea. Don't spoil. At least you have come to the shore of Krishna consciousness. Ayurupe brahmanna pramite kono bhagyavarji. It is great fortune. Bhagyavarji. Unless one is very fortunate, he cannot come to the shelter of Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. So don't misuse it. That is my request. I'm very glad to see you. You are so enthusiastic, and you should be enthusiastic. Usabhajya tattat karma pravartana saturvitti sadhu sanghe saravi bhakti prasiddhi. For enhancing devotional activities, one must be very enthusiastic. That is the first proposition. Don't be dull. Enthusiastic. Usaha and dhajya, patient. Usaha, dhajya, nishchayat. Nishchayat means firmly convinced, yes, surely I shall meet Krishna. Go to him, back to home. Nishchayat. Usaha, dhajya, nishchayat, tat tat karma pravartana. But you have to do the prescribed duties. Sato vritte, you must be very honest and sadhu sangha and in the association of devotees. Six. Utsaha, dhajya, nishchata, then tat-tat karma pravartana, sadhu sangha, and being honest. If we follow these six principles, then it is sure. Sarvi bhakti prasiddhati. And just the opposite number is atyahara, eating too much. Or ahara means eating and ahara means collection. Too much collection unnecessarily. Of course for our teaching work we require, but we shall collect as much as we require. Not that keep money in the bank and spend for some other purpose. That kind of collection is dangerous. And too much eating is also dangerous. Atyahara and prayasa. Prayasa means endeavoring too much for getting something. Our life should be very simple. We shall act so simply that there is, we shall have to save time for Krishna consciousness. So we should not attempt anything which is very difficult to achieve. So, atyahara prayasa cha prajalpa. Unnecessary talking or nonsense. Politics, rascaldom, speculation, you can. No, be grave. Don't talk nonsense. Waste time. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpa. Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means not to accept the regulative principle. Niyama agraha. Agraha means not to accept. And niyamagraha means simply I am backed up with the regulative principle, but I do not see whether I am making progress. So at least one should stick to follow the regulative principle, that is good. That must be done in the lower stage. So, niyamagraha, utyara prayasasta prajalpo niyamagraha, low, greediness, and janasankas, and to associate with non-devotees, unwanted person. So, these six things should be avoided. And the first mentioned six things should be accepted. Then our progress is sure, without any failure. We have published this book, Nectar of Instruction. Have you seen? There is Rupa Goswami. All these instructions are there. Read it very carefully. Everything is there. So only point is that you have got this human form of life, nidehaṁ ādyam. This is the opportunity, good boat, just like to cross over the sea. If you get a very nice boat, that is one surety. So, nidiham adhyam, this body is good boat for crossing over the material, new science, ocean. And Guru Gandhar, as a captain, is Guru. The boat is there and captain is there. And the instruction of Krishna is favorable wind. Nidiham adhyam Guru Gandhar. In this way, we have got this opportunity. Now you cross over from the material world to the spiritual world. If you don't take this opportunity, then, Maha, you are committing suicide.